A'udhu billahi minash shaitani r-rajim. We seek refuge in God from the arms of Satan. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, the Most Exalted. Sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ahli baytihi at-tahirin. Peace and salutation upon Prophet Muhammad and his progeny. Thank you for joining us today for this episode of this program. I would like to introduce our show today, which is called Islamic Practical Laws. We call it in Arabic, Ahkam. So today, if you come along, you will know about the branches of Islam, which is called Ahkam. Today, we are going to talk about this. And first of all, we have some introduction for you. So let me tell you what I brought for you today and give you some explanation about this Ahkam and Islamic laws. So the first thing I'm going to point out is called the importance and significance of Islamic practical laws. So why they are very important? But before going to this very important issue, to know some initiative things, so it's better to tell you about the whole ideas I'm going to tell you in next episodes or along this episode. So I have divided the laws and the practical laws. These are not the whole laws, but I have divided for you to have some introduction knowledge about the practical laws. So let's go through it. So the first thing, so it is ijtihad and taqlid, the judgment and imitation or following and performing laws. So how we have, who is the judge, who is the follower, who is the person emulator. So we are going to talk about them and dig out. The next one, which is very important and is one of the bases we have to know before doing everything or anything, is purity, cleaning physically and spiritually. But mostly we are going to talk about the physically one, you know, how to clean and purify and refine ourselves physically. The next one is prayer. So prayer, what is prayer and how we have to perform it, how we have to do it. So, you know, we have five times bowing and prostration in the name of prayer. So how we are going to do them, what are the, you know, the roots, what are the things, and we can say the edicts and verdicts regarding this issue. So we are going to know about them more. The next one is fasting, restraining oneself from eating, drinking, and wrongdoings. You know, what is the fasting? Is it just fasting, do not eat and do not, you know, drink, or something else is going to invalidate the fast? So what we are going to do and what we have to know, and what is the fasting itself? So we are going to find out and dig out and know about it in this episode of this shows. Okay, the next one is khums. What is the khums? You know, in Arabic term, we call it khums. 1/5 of the extra income, which is not needed, and one can save it. For example, you have earned money, and so you don't need it, you're going to keep it. So how we are going to deal with these things? So we'll know about it more in later on. Okay. What is the next one? Okay, the next one. Nowadays, in the contemporary time, we hear about it and we are involved with it. And what is the fact? Jihad. What is jihad? So let me give you one very short, you know, introduction about this jihad. Jihad is this spiritual struggle within oneself against sin and ego. So what we are going to dig out and know about it. You know, this jihad is misused and misinterpreted in our society today. The last one, the seventh one, is enjoining the good and forbidding the evil. So what is the fact of this thing? what we mean with this thing. So we are going to talk about it later on when we reach to it. Okay? So let's start, you know, with this, the importance and significance of Islamic practical laws. So what is this thing? Why we have to do, we have to follow Islamic practical laws? The first of all, you know, I mean, the first thing which, you know, is important to elaborate and tell you about it, you know, as you know, Islam means submission and subordination to one indivisible. You have to obey one indivisible, one omnipotence, you know, which is above and exalted. So this is the thing, first of all, you know, it shows that we have to follow one, some rulings and laws. So if you would, we do not want to go astray, so we have to follow rulings. The next one, Islam is the religion based on our human nature and fitrah. So intrinsically, we seek to one indivisible and omnipotent. So that is why, so we have to go one direction, follow one direction which has been ordained one almighty person. God Almighty wants every human being to reach prosperity and felicity. So this is another reason, maybe we can say we need to have Islamic rulings and Islamic laws, Islamic practical laws. The next one is Islam is a program for better living and getting bliss. So if you want to be prosperous and have a very good living, you know, do not face some problems, do not, you know, face some critical conditions, you know, I mean, I'm talking spiritually. So we need some laws. Okay, that is okay. So this regulations, which is called Islamic practical laws. So I think it's better now to start with one of them. But before going to them, as I mentioned for you so far, I think I have to elaborate and tell you about, you know, the divisions of, you know, ahkam. We can divide them in some parts. First of all, obligatory things, which call them in Arabic term, wajib. They're very obligatory. You have to do them, like prayer, like fasting. Next one is forbidden and taboo, which called, you know, which in Arabic term we call it haram. It's forbidden. It's taboo. The next one is recommended, mustahab. It's better to do it. If you do it, so you will be rewarded by God Almighty. So this one is called mustahab or recommended. The one is makruh. Makruh in Arabic term means it's better to do not do it. But if you do it, no one is going to punish you. I mean, God Almighty is not going to punish you. But it's better to avoid doing this thing. Like, for example, we can say in Islamic narrations has been narrated that, you know, eating a hot wood, you know, which it's very hot, so it's better to avoid eating it. But if you eat it, no one, I mean, God Almighty is not going to punish you. Okay, the next one is mubah. Mubah is something that whether you do it or do not do it, no one is going to punish you. God Almighty is not going to punish you. Which, like, you know, sitting, walking, something like this, which is mubah. Doing or do not doing, it doesn't have any difference. Okay, these are the divisions. Now we have talked. I think it's better to go to the first one, as we have mentioned already, it's called ijtihad and taqlid, judgment and imitation, or following and doing laws. So, for example, we have, as I'm going to mention for you now, we have three options, to be kashan, to be mujtahid, or to be muqallid, or doing kashan, or being to have ijtihad, or to be to do taqlid. Kashan, it means, you know, to be cautious. For example, you have studied enough, you know the law, you follow jurisprudence, you have studied enough, so you can do by your own self. So you know what to do or what to do not do. What is haram, what is halal, what is, for example, wajib, what is not wajib. So the next one is ijtihad, or to be a judge or jurist. So a jurist who studies a lot, for example, for a long term, for a long time, and become mujtahid. For example, maybe it takes time for 30 years, or maybe 35 years. And during these times, so he become very pious, and he's very sane. So, and he has a polymath, so we call it mujtahid. But the next person, you know, most of us, we are muqallid. Muqallid with muqallid is different. Muqallid is the person who we follow him. Muqallid is the person he's following by. So, as we, you know, we are not expert in Islamic studies and jurisprudence, and we are not a jurist, so we are muqallid, we are following by, we are emulator, or we are imitator. Okay, let's go to the next one, conditions of taqlid. Okay, conditions of taqlid, there are several things that I am going to mention to you for you. For example, if you want to do taqlid and follow by one person, so the person supposed to be justice. He shouldn't do any, for example, do not commit any sin. And he has to be very justice, as the justice, you know, means in our society. First of all, the thing is to do not do, you know, sin. The second one, to follow by one person, he has to be alive, not a deceased person, a dead person. Well, the next one is, he has to be a man, a male, not a female or woman. So this is one of the circumstances we have to follow by. The next one as well is to be matured. For example, who is not matured enough, for example, he's less than 15 years, so how we can follow him? It's one of the conditions and circumstances. And another one, he has to be a 12er. He has to believe on 12 imams. So if he's not, so we cannot do taqlid. And the last one is, he has to be superior than other jurists and mujtahid. And he shouldn't be greedy or following material, you know, things, or, you know, worldly materialistic things. He has to be very pious. He has to be a very, we call it mu'min. Mu'min, he has to be a mu'min. Okay, these are the things that we have to follow one person we can do taqlid from him. But as we have to follow and do taqlid, the first thing is that, you know, the person supposed to be sane. He has to be, you know, mentally he has to be okay. He shouldn't have mental problem, like, you know, somebody is like mad, you know, he sane is not working well. So, and he has to, if he's a boy or he's a male, he has to reach 15 years old. If he's not 15, he's not it's not obligatory for him to do some Islamic practical laws. He has to be more than 15. And for girls and females, they have to be more than 9 years old. All the jurists, they have issued this fatwa. She has to be 9 years old. And we call this person mukallaf. Mukallaf means responsible to follow Islamic rulings, Islamic laws. Okay, let's go to the next one. Methods to know who is mujtahid, the most learned mujtahid, and to obtain his fatwas. Okay, the first thing that we can mention is we ourselves to recognize and investigate for this, you know, for the right person to follow his issued fatwa as a good jurist among us in the society. So, first of all, we can recognize by ourselves, that is it, you know. And the second issue, we can ask it from the person who is, two persons who are very trustworthy and reliable, and they have studied enough in Islamic seminary, Islamic house, so we can ask from them. And another one is from two trustworthy people, the pious people, you know them very well, they are very good, they are doing their, you know, we can say, they're doing their affair, you know, very well, Islamic affair. No one says they are okay, they're bad, they're wicked people, or so on and so forth. So these are the terms we can follow for, you know, asking and investigating for a good mujtahid and marja. Okay, the next one we can, you know, we can talk about it is, for example, I myself, I'm following one marja. To change from one marja or mujtahid to another one. It is not easy to change from one marja to another marja. You know, we have to have a good reason, reasonable reason to change it. If you find another person who is superior than the one you are following by, okay, no problem, you can change. But the supremacy is supposed to be, you know, proved. How we can prove the supremacy here? He has to be more pious than this person you are following by. And in Islamic knowledge, he has to be more learned. If you reach to these things, okay, no problem. You can change. But if, you know, easily, or we can say, without any reason you want to change, it is not allowed. And is not permissive. And not permissible. Okay? We are just giving you some short ideas about these rulings and these Islamic laws. You have to investigate by your own self. Just we want to get to let you to get to know it more. Okay, to continue with the following deceased marja. So this one, if your marja or mujtahid is dead, and you don't know what to do now, so it's better to ask the current marja, shall I remain with him, or I have to change? So if he permits you to stay, okay, you can follow. If not, so you have to change to another one, for example. But mostly they allow to continue the issued fatwa and the problems now we have. Oh, unless, you know, you face something very new and something contemporary, you know, it has not been issued, or is something you have to find due to your time, requirements of your time, so no problem. So you can change. Okay, I think it's better to stop here, and we shall continue our session in next episode of this program. I hope you follow this session and this program to find out about your Islamic practical laws more. I wish you the best, and I hope to see you again. Thank you.